The alternative right, or alt-right as it is called, is a subset of conservative people that have values rooted in traditionalism that many would call extreme or fringe. As political science professor Konstantinos Kortakakis explains, the history behind the alt-right isn't necessarily new.
It's not that different from the old right. My view of this is that it's motivated by a particular type of concerns, and these concerns have to do with globalization. So if you look at economic patterns or economic development or who benefits or who loses from globalization, there are certain individuals that benefit from globalization and some individuals that lose.
Kortakakis makes the argument that the rise of the alt-right is rooted in economics, but president of Illini Democrats Evan Keller has a different take.
The alt-right, more likely to view America's changing demographics as a problem or a key problem in their lives. They're less concerned with like economic issues than I think people have thought. There's been this belief that, oh, it's all about trade anxiety and economic anxiety, but in lots of recent studies, the data just really doesn't support that.
Both Kortakakis and Keller have identified common characteristics of the alternative right as a resistance to globalization and a fear of America's changing demographics. Zyla Renfro is a U of I senior who was also an organizer for Black Students for Revolution, a leftist radical organization on campus. Renfro is more explicit with her reasoning as to why the alt-right has gained so much traction during this election cycle.
And I think that a lot of alt-right identifiers are very proud of the fact that it's a white nationalist movement. I definitely think that this is because of what a lot of Black scholars call white backlash.
Despite the differences in their opinions as to why the alt-right has resurged during the past year and a half, all three of them agree on one common factor holding it all together: Donald Trump.
I definitely think Donald Trump has had an effect on bringing the alt-right to public light. The alt-right, the white nationalists, the white supremacists, they have always been there. And people talk about how even 20, 30 years ago, for example, in like the election of Reagan, a lot of these things were codified. Talking about Black people, it was urban. It was, for example, in Clinton, it was super predators. But now, for some reason, it's just totally okay to be openly racist in terms of Donald Trump's campaign.
Donald Trump has given a voice to a lot of these voters, to those citizens who have been unhappy with, you know, the economy or the way the system works. So I think Donald Trump has been successful in saying to these voters, I will speak for you.
Kortakakis is sure to explain that this phenomenon does not only occur on the right end of the political spectrum.
I observed a similar phenomenon on the left with Bernie Sanders, but a segment of the population that feel that they've lost from globalization, they are also expressing their concerns by supporting a candidate on the left who is a non-traditional candidate.
The alternative right, according to the Southern Poverty Law Center, is a set of far-right ideologies whose core belief is that the white identity is under attack by forces such as political correctness or social justice. The alt-right is notorious for their heavy use of social media and online memes. Most who identify as alt-right, rebuke establishment conservatism, tend to be younger, and promote white ethnocentrism. In Urbana, I'm Grace Acebu, UI7 News.